Okay, so now we start Machshir in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Zeas Batim Boros Shichin Umaros Tahora. The perspiration of houses, cisterns, ditches, and caves are is considered Tahor. Again, so we have liquid that's coming from the perspiration of a cave, or from a house, or from ditches, and that kind of thing. That is considered Tahor. Again, Tahor, the way the Rav explains it, doesn't mean they're Tahor, like Tamar versus Tameh. It means they are not Machshir LeKabel Tumah. They, if something gets wet because of that, that food cannot become Tameh. Continues the Mishnah. Zeas Adam Tahora. Let's say the sweat, the perspiration of human beings, that is also Tahor. Meaning if something gets wet because of sweat from your body, that food cannot be, is not Hechsher LeKabel Tumah now. Again, certain liquids from the body are considered Hechsher LeKabel Tumah. Zeas, sweat, is not one of them. Shasamayim tameim vazeya zeyaso tahora. Let's say I drank hot water. Well, tamei water was hot, and therefore I sweat because of it. Zeyaso tahora. Even though I'm drinking water that's tamei, and you could argue that the sweat that's coming out of me is because of that tamei water, it doesn't matter. That sweat that touches food is still actually the kabel tumah, because again, zeya is not considered liquid. It's actually the kabel tumah. Continue the Mishnah. Babamayim shuvim vezeya zeyaso tameya. So if someone enters drawn water, again, this is water that was drawn, that was taken out of a source that was attached to the ground. So again, we're not talking about water that's still attached to the ground, because water that's still attached to the ground cannot be hechsher something like kabel tumah. Whether it's beratzon, lo beratzon, whether you want it or you did not want it, water that's still attached to the ground, that water cannot cause food to be hechsher kabel tumah. So we're talking about water that was drawn, so you fell into such water. If then you sweat right away, that sweat is tamei. Because we look at the sweat, the water that's on you, the perspiration, that is not considered coming from your sweat glands. That is like directly coming from the water, and therefore water that could go from your body onto food, that would be actually kabel tumah. If he dried himself and then he sweat, then his sweat is considered tahar. Again, tahar means it cannot be hechsher lekabel tumah. Again, the reason for this distinction is because we only say the water that comes directly from the mayim shuvim, that can be hechsher lekabel tumah. But water that came from your sweat glands, that is not hechsher lekabel tumah. Okay, so Machshir and Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Merchatz Tameya, a bathhouse that is Tamei. So bathhouse in Mishnaic times were not just used for going to the bath, but also used as a kind of sauna or schwitz. So let's say you had one that was Tamei. So in order for it to be Tamei, the Rav notes, we're talking about Mayim Shuvim, water that was drawn, because water that was attached to the ground is not Tamei. So we're talking about Mayim Shuvim. Zeyasa Tameya, then the sweat, the steam that comes from the bathhouse, that sweat, that steam, that perspiration in the bathhouse is automatically tamei, and then tamei here, as usual, means it, any food that comes in contact with that with liquid from the bathhouse, from the steam, then that fruit will now be actually kabel tumah, can become tamei. Utahora, let's say the bathhouse was tahar, then it's in the category of b'chiyutan, as we've seen many times. In order for something to be tameh, become hechsher lekabel tumah, it depends if you want, it has to be beratzon. So if it's already a tahar bathhouse, then it depends if you want the food to get wet, then it will be hechsher lekabel tumah. If you don't care one way or the other, then, or you'd rather you don't want it, then it won't be hechsher lekabel tumah. It's the usual category of b'chiyutan. Continues the Mishnah, Habrecha Shebabayas. Let's say you have a pool in your house. Habayas Mezia Mechamasa. And the house perspires, it gets sweat, and there's water, liquid, condensation builds up, and perspiration builds up as a result of the heat of the, or result of the pool. As Im Tameya, if the pool is Tamei, Zeas Kolbayas Shemechamasa Brecha Tameya, then the sweat, the perspiration, the steam of the entire house that gets wet, that gets perspired because of the pool, that's tamei. Meaning anything that gets sweat or that gets steam from the pool in the house, any part of the house that comes directly from that, that it's tamei. That's tamei. The Rav notes the corollary, the opposite, that if, however, it perspires from something else, not directly from the pool, then the house will be tar. And tar and tamei, as usual here, don't mean tar and tamei. They mean hechsher lekabel tumah or not hechsher lekabel tumah. So again, if the house is getting wet, or getting perspiration as a direct result of the pool, then it is tamei. And if it's not, then it's not tamei.